Right, I'm here at the Sandbox, and I have found Paul Eggerson, kind of maestro of Open 09, and it's just the beginning of day two, which is the excitingly named Mega Turtle. Are you excited, Paul?
Yeah, we are excited about the Mega Turtle. I think what would be dead fun today, I think one of the things about the turtles, which worked really, really well yesterday, but what you end up with, of course, is everybody who's interested in performance in the performance turtle, everybody who's interested in journalism in the journalism turtle, and we almost kind of by default end up building up these little silos. We've got to do that because people have got to have some sort of understanding of a subject area to make the discussion worthwhile. Yeah. But I think the Mega Turtle gives us the opportunity to mix it all up again and to look for that cross-disciplinary stuff where people in music suddenly say, hey, hang on a minute, that we're facing that kind of issue in our industry, and it's just the same over here for people in fashion. And we hopefully will get some of that cross-pollination, if you like, and that kind of collective kind of group thing. So I am excited about it. I think it'll be
definitely
good. Yeah.
I mean, I was finding the same thing yesterday on a micro level in the Performance Futures one, because there were dancers there as well as people who are producing as well as people who are making theatre.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just in that small level, you've got people bringing different concerns, but you felt it was echoing a similar sort of form.
Yeah.
And it's this whole coming up against distribution, how that's changing the way creative arts.
I think that it'll be really interesting at the end of the Mega Turtle to find out, before the kind of panel session this afternoon, what are those kind of common themes? I think they will just emerge out of the process. You know, I don't think I'm being too sort of idealistic or naive about that. I think that it will happen.
Mm.
We'll suddenly kind of find that, like you've just suggested, that there are areas like perhaps kind of distribution or sourcing new talent or how do we find space to kind of innovate or whatever. Will be, you know, they're a bit generic, those kind of themes. But they will be themes that obviously will bind people together,
yeah,
in all those kind of areas, and will make for kind of useful session this morning, I think. Yeah,
it's brilliant stuff. And also yesterday, one thing you particularly said towards the end of the day, and also the day before, I heard you saying, was that this is all geared towards producing a manifesto for government to affect government policy.
Yeah, I think it was really important when we started this process. I used to be a documentary film maker, and you know, we used to love the process of making documentary films, but we made documentary films for a variety of reasons, to pay the bills, because we liked the process and all that kind of stuff. But we also wanted to make sure that we did things that, you know, either shaped, influenced, changed culture. Well, you know, one of the films I made, I ended up down at the House of Commons giving evidence to a select committee and all that. And that all sort of makes it into kind of something that's real and tangible, and it has a life outside the film. This was the same for this event. We took that approach, basically, that it was okay us having a you know, kind of really funky, I think sort of fairly egalitarian, to use a bit of an academic word, process. But at the end of that process, there had to be about something.
Yeah.
So the idea of taking all that kind of rich content and material that people have spent lots of time discussing and generating over the last, well, over a couple of days, and actually turning that into something that we, it's a powerful tool to go to local, regional and national government to say, actually, you know, the people who are participating in Sandbox is Open 09 are people working in the creative and digital industry sector, and they think that they could do with some kind of help here, or they think that particular policy idea in, let's say, Digital Britain is a bad one or needs to be kind of rethought or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe some things are, we can see how this fits with Digital Britain. Can we just unlock the funding and get on with it? So it's all that kind of stuff, And that manifesto, who knows? I keep saying this. I don't think it's going to be a kind of fairly dull academic paper. No doubt this Open 09 will produce some academic papers, hopefully not too many dull ones. But I think it'll be, it could be a mixed media presentation as well, whether, you know, I'd love to see stuff that you like a wearable manifesto for change or something like that. It would be kind of in the spirit of what we've done.
And I think that's one of the most valuable things that I certainly have got from the conference. That I've been to quite a few digital conferences now, and I really enjoy talking about the potential of a digital world, but if you don't take those ideas and apply them to real life, then you just sitting in an echo chamber, basically.
I think it's always the difficulty, isn't it? I think, you know, I used the illustration previously, but I mean, I've been to lots of conferences, some quite sort of straight academic ones where, you know, five people attend and you present to a bunch of peers from a paper.
I'm just going to have to wrap it up now because I only get 5 minutes on audio.
All right.
Thanks very much.
That's all right.